Great. Well, welcome everybody. This is our second conference call for RS101 Recreation and Sport Systems. And I'd like to acknowledge I'm hosting it from a long way away from the rest of you on the traditional territory of the Kwanlin-Dun First Nation and Tonquachin Council, which is in Whitehorse in the Yukon. There are some presentation slides if you've had a chance to see it. And there's the chat, as I mentioned, that if you are able to jump in there, we will be putting questions in there. But if not, no worries at all. So it sounds like you had a good weekend, but I'd like to do some introductions and just hear how the summit went for you. So we'll go around. We're going to go in the order that I read, which goes from Kinggate to Coral Harbor to Baker Lake to Iqaluit. And that'll be the order that we'll go around our circle. And what I'm hoping you could just do is just say your name, and if the first person wants to say the community, but I think we're getting the hang of which community you're in. I would love to, because I wasn't there, hear one thing about the summit from when you went to Iqaluit last weekend that really stands out in your memory. So something memorable that happened for you. And it could be that you maybe met some new people. It could be that you got to go on a plane and the plane wasn't delayed because of weather. It's anything that stands out in your mind as being memorable from the summit. And just one thing is lots. And if you can't think of anything because I'm putting you on the spot, that's okay too. You can always pass. So if we can start with Kinggate with Andy and Katsoy, you guys can just decide who goes first. So if you don't mind introducing yourself and telling me one thing, just so that I feel like I have a little bit of an idea how the summit went.
Hi, my name is Andy, and I enjoyed the tradition again because I want a nice jacket.
Ah, that sounds great. What type of jacket did you get?
Red Nunavut team jacket.
Ooh, nice and warm. Or is it pretty warm?
Huh?
Thanks, Andy. And how about you, Katsoy? What stands out in your mind from the summit?
Hi, my name is Katsoy. I was enjoying meeting everyone.
That's great. It's kind of nice to actually meet people that you've only talked to on the phone. So it must have been fun to see everybody in person. Thank you for that. Kelly and Mitch, did you want to add anything to that? Or you're good for us to move on to the next person?
I can just add quickly. It was my second time attending. It was nice because there's a few familiar faces and lots of new students and chaperones. So just an overall great weekend. And if everyone that was there will remember, Glenn, let it shine.
Let it shine.
Okay, is someone going to tell me about that? No, I'm just joking. I'll ask Corey afterwards. Thanks, Mitch. And Kelly, were you able to go as well?
He didn't want me. It was only chaperones that went, like chaperones that would be going to the Winter Games, apparently. So, yeah. Next time, I'll go.
Okay. There's always a next time. That's good. Well, thank you. And let's go over to Katie and Mark with Edna. If one of you can introduce yourself first and just let me know something that really stands out in your memory from the weekend in Iqaluit.
Hi, it's me, Katie, and something I enjoyed in Iqaluit was meeting new friends and doing the icebreakers and doing the Inuit games and winning souvenirs.
Ah. So did you win that? Which games did you win?
I never won, but like, I challenged the other people.
That sounds like fun. Who was helping you with the Inuit games?
Corey and I forgot the other girl's name.
Well, that's great. Thanks, Katie. It sounds like you had a wonderful time, so I'm really glad. And if Mark's there, what stands out in Mark's mind from the summit?
Okay, hi everyone. My name is Mark, and the thing that I enjoyed in Nicolet was the icebreakers, making new friends, meeting with everyone in the organization, and being roommates with Kayak.
Ah, that's excellent. So you got matched up with somebody that you didn't know, so you got to meet somebody new. That's great. I'm sure it'll be the same when you go to the Arctic Winter Games, too. So, super. And Edna, did you get to go with Katie and Mark?
Yes, I did.
Was there anything that stands out for you?
I enjoyed everything. I like socializing and meeting new people. It was so good to catch up with Glenn and meet Samantha and Mitchell.
Yeah, it's nice. And will you get to go to the Arctic Winter Games with them as well?
I have no idea yet.
Ah, so wait and see. Well, thanks, Edna. Thanks, Katie, and thanks, Mark. Let's go to Rachel and then Stephanie. So, Rachel, is there anything that stands out for you? I know you're at work, so if it's noisy, that's okay. I understand. You can just pass, but I'm just wondering if anything stands out in your mind.
It was so good to see my old friends from last year. And one thing that stood out to me is personal. So this year I was way more comfortable in talking to new people, and I was actually roommate to somebody I didn't know before. So that helped me to sort of come out of myself.
That's great. It's really nice to see, to do this twice, right? And then you see how you've changed from one year to the next. And it wasn't that long ago. I think it was only in the spring that the last Youth Ambassador Summit was held. So not even that many months ago. So that's great. Thank you, Rachel. And let's go to Stephanie. I know, Stephanie, you didn't get to travel anywhere because it happened in your hometown, but how did you, was there one thing that stood out in your mind from the summit?
It was fun, getting to meet new people and the games, which I really love because it, like, gave us a chance to, like, get chat with each other more.
That's great. Well, I'm glad you were able to have fun and learn some new games and meet new people. Thank you. And Corey, over to you. Just is there anything that stood out in your mind? It just gives me a really good idea of how things went.
I just really enjoyed getting to meet everybody again. It was nice to see some familiar faces from last year. Haven't seen a few of them since Canada Games, and then it was just great to meet all the other chaperones and ambassadors there, and finally get to meet them in person. I find it can be, it's a little strange when you deal with people all the time through emails and you don't actually get to meet them, so it's really great. It was really great to get to meet them all. And I think it was just really great to hear what everybody had to share over the weekend. There were some really good conversations during all the trainings and stuff, and I was really impressed with some of the answers and some of the thought that went into them. So, I thought it was a really great weekend overall.
Well, that's wonderful. And Henry, did you want to reflect on something that stood out for you since this is, like, all new to you?
I guess. Just to be able to kind of see how everybody was interacting with each other. Again, like you said, it's all fairly new to me, but I'm very much looking forward to seeing how the games are and being able to kind of exchange that with everybody. So, again, very much looking forward to that.
That's great. And those Arctic Winter Games are coming up pretty quick in about 2 months. So I'm looking forward to hearing about your experiences when you all go again. And I'm so glad that they're actually going to go ahead, because I was looking forward to meeting Nunavut Youth Ambassadors when they were scheduled to be held in Whitehorse in March 2020 and then were canceled. So that was a really sad day. So this will be great for you all to be able to go. So thanks for sharing your what you remember and what stands out from the summit. It sounds like it was a really good time. So I'm just going to go through a little bit of the content, and then I do have some questions for you. And we'll go around in the same order each time, just so that we don't have to remember a different order as we go around our circle. So over the past few weeks with me online, but also at the summit, you've learned that the recreation and sports system is made up of lots of different parts, whether it's events like the Arctic Winter Games or organizations like the Government of Nunavut Sport and Rec Division, or things like equipment or anything. But when those parts are all coordinated, then things work better. We have more opportunities for sport and for recreation in our communities, in our territory, and across our country. So you might remember that we talked about on our last call, which I know probably feels like a very long time ago because you've done a lot since then, but we talked about things like transportation and funding and volunteers and facilities and things like that. And some of you mentioned those in your required learning activity that you posted and shared through Corey as well, so thank you. I hear from Corey that you did learn about Arctic Winter Games, and perhaps you also learned about the North American Indigenous Games, both of which are taking place in 2023, one in January and one in the summer. What we're going to do today is we're going to look at the recreation and sports system first as if it's like an onion, and second as if it's like a pie. So hopefully these are things that you can kind of visualize in your head that you get to see every so often. Pies might be something that you make at home or in the summer after you pick berries. You might not have them in your grocery store so often, so just try and imagine what it might look like. So if you think of an onion, we can peel apart an onion, and there's inside layers and middle layers and outside layers. And so slide 16 that was in the presentation slides, and you don't have to remember them, but it looks like an onion with different colored rings. And what it tells us is that recreation and sport can take place in a community, like your own community. They can take place regionally, like in a region like Kitimat region. They can take place in your territory, like the Youth Ambassador Program. Or ones like sport can also take place a little bit more broadly, like nationally or internationally, like the Arctic Winter Games, or national competitions, like you see with hockey, for example, or volleyball. So that's sort of from small in your community to bigger, like national and international. So if you imagine that your community is at the center of the onion, things can happen at that level. Sport and recreation can happen at that level, but also at the other levels. Now, if you try and imagine in front of you, and if you have a pen, you can draw a pie, and you can draw four pieces to the pie if you want to. So imagine that the sport and recreation system is split into four pieces, or what we call four sectors. And you can think of these like a pie or like the diagram that you might have seen on slide 16. And so the four pieces include public, which is government. So the sport and rec division or your hamlet are government pieces. You might also have nonprofit societies and organizations. And one like the Recreation and Parks Association of Nunavut would be a nonprofit. And then you might also have private businesses. So you probably traveled on Canadian North when you were traveling to get to Iqaluit and back, and they probably helped a little bit with a discount. And so they're an example of a business that supports sport and recreation. And then there might be groups in your community that aren't any of those but still help with sport and recreation, like you might have a women's sewing group is something I've heard, or a language group. Things like that also help. So let's think of a couple of examples, and I'm going to say an example, and I'm just wondering if you can tell me if it is a public piece of the pie. So if you have, somebody has a pen and paper, write this down. So a public, a nonprofit, a private, or a community group. So I'm going to ask in Kinggate first, and anyone can answer who's on your phone. What would your municipal recreation department be? What piece of the pie does your local Kinggate recreation department entail?
Local community?
Yeah, so it is, and it's actually probably under the government. So local and in your community is exactly right. And then because it's a municipal or hamlet, it falls under the government piece of the pie. So awesome. Okay, the next question is for Coral Harbor, for Katie, Mark, and Edna. You can help them too if you want to. What or where does the Nunavut, and that's a big hint, Arctic Sports Association fit? Is it local, territorial, national? And is it government, nonprofit, or private? So that's the question for Katie and Mark and Edna.
Money.
Has joined.
Sorry, so the Nunavut Arctic Sports Association, Katie or Mark, do you know, would they be, is that a government or are they a nonprofit organization?
I'd say a nonprofit.
Exactly. And do you think they're a community nonprofit, a territorial nonprofit, or a national nonprofit?
Territorial nonprofit.
Awesome. You guys are great. Thank you. Good answer. Okay, Rachel, this one's for you. So the Baker Lake Youth Athletic Association, are they community, territorial, or national?
Community.
They're community. And is it government, a private business, or a nonprofit organization?
It's a private organization.
Yeah, and they probably set up like a nonprofit. The key is when you see the word association, often they're a nonprofit one. So great, excellent. Thank you,
yeah,
Rachel.
I was going to add
and thanks
that.
For thanks for letting me put you on the spot all by yourself. Okay, Stephanie and Corey and Henry, I know you're on different phone lines, but this is a question for you in Iqaluit. So whoever comes up with the answer can just jump in and answer it. So the question is, how about Sport for Life? Now, Stephanie, you might not know who Sport for Life is, and that's okay. But do you think it might be a community association, a territorial one, or a national one? And if you want to pass, you can pass and tell Corey to answer it for you.
I think I will.
Okay, say pass to Corey. Corey, it's over to you. What's Sport for Life?
Yeah, Sport for Life. Sport for Life is a national nonprofit organization.
Awesome. Thank you. And Henry, I'm going to throw this one at you. How about the Arctic Winter Games? Where do you think they fit? Is it government, not-for-profit, or business? And is it local, territorial, national, or beyond that?
I guess it's not-for-profit. Is it international?
You bet. It's absolutely international. So the Arctic Winter Games, when all of you go to the Arctic Winter Games, you're going to meet people there from Sami, which is an area in Finland. You're going to meet people from Greenland, from across the Canadian Arctic, and also from Nunavik and northern Alberta, and from Alaska. I kind of am guessing Russia will not be at the Arctic Winter Games this time. I haven't done my reading to check that, but that's what I'm guessing. So good answer. Thanks, everybody. You did really well. So that's just an example that we have to sometimes, when we work in recreation in our communities, figure out who else is part of recreation and sport. And we know, if we know some of those different parts, and we know that there's parts that sometimes are in our community and sometimes parts that are outside of our community, we can use them to help us do programs and services in our own community. So as I think you already know, it's always important to work together. There's so much more that we can do in recreation and sport when we work with each other. So each other in our own communities, in different communities, you as a team of youth ambassadors, and you're in all sorts of different communities in your territory. So what I'd like to do is I have a quick question that I'd like to ask you, and it's actually one that Sienna posted in her required learning activity. And I just think that it's a really interesting question to help us think about our sport and recreation system and think who works to help it. So here's the question, and we'll do our same order. We'll start with Andy and Katsua, and I'm not sure, I heard Manu join and then hang up, so I'm not sure if he's there or not. So we'll start with Kinggate and then Coral Harbor, Baker Lake, and Iqaluit. So the question to you is, and you might have to think about this because I didn't tell you I was going to ask this question, what is one thing that youth in your community like to do? So Sienna asked, what do youth like to do in communities? And so we're going to answer that question for her. And there's no right and there's no wrong answer. It's just whatever you think. If you look around your community or think of your community, what do youth in your community like to do for sport and recreation? So let's go to Kinggate first, and whoever wants to answer can. It's okay.
My community, kids like to go public skating.
Awesome. So public.
Lorena just opened this week.
That's great. So they're all out skating today, I bet, right?
Yeah.
Has joined.
Hi, Manu. It's Caroline speaking. We're just asking everybody what is one thing that youth in your community like to do. And I think that was Andy who just answered public skating and told us that the arena is still open. So welcome.
Money.
Has left.
I think he's having problems connecting. So Andy, that was you who was talking, right?
Yes, that was me.
And does Tatsua want to add anything that anything else that you'd like to do in your community?
Basketball and hockey.
Awesome. So there's three things, and we could think of them as recreation or as sport or as recreational sport. So skating, basketball, and hockey. Thank you. Okay, let's go over to Coral Harbor to Katie and Mark. In your community, what are sport or recreation things that youth like to do?
In the summertime, the youth likes to play softball, and they like to play soccer. Summertime, there's the turf at the arena. They open.
Ooh, that's great. You got indoor turf in your arena.
Yeah.
That must be really nice to have.
And for me, Kate, during the winter, the youth likes to be at the gym or the hall and play hockey in the arena.
That's great. And what do they like to do at the hall, Katie?
Play ping pong, pool, or little kids always play Madden.
That's great. It sounds like people like to do lots of different activities. Rachel, I know you're working in recreation. In your community, what do youth really like to do for recreation or sport?
Youth, they really seem to enjoy after-school activities, such as after-school sports, and being at the youth center. And they're involved in sports that range from school to volleyball, basketball, hockey, ping pong, every sport you can name.
That's great. So it sounds like there's lots of different activities that people enjoy doing or youth enjoy doing. And Stephanie, how about you? I know your community is a lot bigger than some of the other ones, but is there one activity or like a sport or recreation activity that you've noticed youth like to do in your community?
Yeah, like there's a few, like hockey, basketball, soccer.
Great. It sounds like people like to be active and they like to be moving. So that's really excellent.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing all those ideas. I will reply back to Sienna so that she knows some of the things that youth like to do in the different communities. So thank you for sharing. And as you can see, some of those activities happen at an arena, which might be run by your hamlet. Some of them happen at the school gym. And some of them happen at our community hall or after school or in a field. So you can see that there's lots of different activities that people like to do, and they need support from different parts or organizations in our sport and recreation system. And all those parts like schools and community halls and hamlets working together means that it's easier for people to participate in things that they like to do. So thank you for sharing that. I'm going to have another question for you in a moment, so hang tight. Slide number 19, which is a little further on, has all these things that looks like a honeycomb from a bee. And you don't have to really worry about the diagram, but what it shows is it says that there's lots of different groups that we might work with or coordinate in sport and recreation. So some of them are, you've mentioned facilities and schools. Sometimes in Nunavut you might work with culture and heritage or with wellness and health. Some people work with parks. People work with volunteers, with tourism, with different government levels. So there's lots of different ways that we can work in recreation and sport. So what I'm wondering if you can tell me, and you can pass if you didn't have an answer prepared to this question. It's totally okay. But I'm wondering if you can tell me about, or tell all of us, about a group or organization in your community that supports recreation and sport. So think of a group or organization in your community, and then tell us who they are, what they do, and how they help make sport and recreation better. That's a really long question, so if you need me to repeat it when it's your turn, just ask me to and I will. And if you don't have an answer, that's totally okay too. You can say pass. So let's start with Kinggate again. So Andy and Katsua, and I'm not sure if Manu's on the phone or just in the chat. So Andy and Katsua, Kelly and Mitch, if you guys want to start off with a question, tell us about a group or organization that supports recreation or sport in your community. What do they do, and how does this benefit your community?
So I guess maybe my example would be Nunavut Basketball Association. So they're having a tournament in Iqaluit, but they're inviting teams from every community in Nunavut that wants to put in a team. They are charging, but it's at a reduced cost. So it allows a lot of students and coaches to be able to make the travel because, obviously, you know, the high cost of travel within the north. So I guess Nunavut Basketball Association would be my example.
That's a great example. So that's an organization, they work in your community, but they also work in your territory. So thanks for sharing that. Are there any others that come to mind while King Gate's on the phone there, or while you're sitting there and talking about them?
Hi, it's Kelly. It's not really an organization, but it was started from a group of artists that came up here. They basically were very good at writing grants, and they got enough money to buy us 2 snowmobiles, and we have basically a kit cabin, so it's for a land program that will be used by the entire community, and we're taking the parts of the cabin up this winter. It's at a traditional camping site, so that's outdoor recreation. It's land. It'll be a land program. The cabins will be able to be used by organizations within the community as well as the schools.
That's great. So there's an example. Somebody has an idea, and it provides support and opportunities for recreation for many groups in your community, from a couple of people having an idea. So thanks for sharing that. That's a great idea or a great example. Andy and Katsua, did you have anything to add to that, or shall we move to Coral Harbor?
No, I give good example. We can move now.
Pardon me?
Yeah, we can move now.
Okay, that's great. Manny popped something in the chat. He said Mitchell runs basketball on Monday, Thursday, and Saturday. So there's students from grade 7 to 12 go for practice and scrimmage. And this coming December, his team's going to Iqaluit. So that's great. So there's an example of how connecting locally with a territorial association makes you have more opportunities for sport and recreation. So thanks to Manu for that as well. So let's go to Coral Harbor. Katie, Mark, and Edna, is there a group or organization in your community that supports recreation and sport? And if so, what do they do, and how does it benefit?
I'm not going to.
First annual Islanders Cup baseball league and softball league. And the way it benefits our community is the youth join the softball league, and they invite other communities to compete, make this time more enjoyable.
That's a great example. So that's a really nice summer example. So you have a softball league, but you make it open to more people from your community and more people from other communities. So thanks. And then it benefits your community because it makes it, like you said, Mark, more enjoyable, more fun. It makes social activities, like where people can get together, are really important in small communities. So that's super. Thank you for sharing. Rachel, do you have any examples of a group or organization that supports recreation or sport in your community?
I'm going to have to go with the Baseball Athletic Association.
Yeah, that's a good example. And what does the Baker Lake Youth Athletic Association do?
They do after-school sports programs, and we do sports such as basketball, volleyball, soccer, table tennis, badminton, and more. And the organization is committed to inspire excellence in sport, recreation, and wellness for youth.
That's great. And I think the Baker Lake Youth Athletic Association's been around for a while. So it sounds like they have a lot of connections in the community and help connect you in your community to physical activity, to sport, and to recreation. So thank you for sharing that. Stephanie, can you think of a group or organization in your community that supports recreation or sport?
I know of the Nunavut Soccer Association. I'm not really don't really know much about it, but I learned they are like organizing or kind of hosting a championship, a territorial kind of, in Calgary.
That's like great. November 16th. Yeah, and they probably run programs too that help people learn how to play soccer, right?
Yeah, because my brother plays soccer too. Like, my parents applied for him.
That's excellent. Well, thank you. That's another organization. And when you hear the word Nunavut in the name of the association, like the Nunavut Soccer Association, then you know that that's an organization that works in more than one community. So that's a good example, of just the same as the Nunavut Basketball Association that Mitchell mentioned. So thanks, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Corey, did you want to add any other examples of an organization or group that work in sport or recreation in your community?
One that I'll mention, I'm pretty partial to it right now, would be the Cal Amateur Hockey Association, which would be the minor hockey association in Iqaluit. And their mandate, I guess, is to organize and get an organized registration for youth hockey, so from ages probably 4 until 8 or 18 for hockey for different age groups, and just help support coaches, help support officials too. So I coach with that organization, so I'm kind of partial to it, but that would be the one that comes to mind for me.
Thanks, Corey. And Henry, you're coming in from sort of the city perspective. Are there any groups or organizations that stand out for you that are a little different to some of the sport ones that have been mentioned that support recreation?
Yeah, so for me, similar to Corey, I actually am a part of this association, the Nunavut Arctic Sports Association. So NASA, they are really just starting to get, you know, things going. There was a bunch of delays during COVID, but for this association, they're trying to push more of the traditional sports towards the communities and trying to bring more awareness. We were able to kind of bring that over the weekend as well, so a lot of the youth here, they were able to see it and participate, and it was really fun. But yeah, no, it's really kind of cool to see more of the traditional sports coming back, and hopefully we can kind of, I guess, not resurrect, but, you know, bring more awareness to it and get more people involved.
Well, that's great. Yeah, Rachel, who is the executive director in training for the Nunavut Arctic Sports Association, is taking our learning events and working towards her certificate. So she's shared quite a bit about how the progress of that association, so it's really good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. And I'll give you an example from the Yukon. In the Yukon, we have the Yukon Aboriginal Sports Circle, and they're just advertising things like they're having trials for archery. So they look after a couple of different sports. Archery is one of them. Lacrosse is another one. And then they also do Arctic sports. And we have, over this side of the country, we have Dene Games. And so those are the two competitions that you'll see at the Arctic Winter Games that are traditional and cultural. So, so there's lots of opportunities for different groups to help make sport and recreation work better in our communities. So we're coming up towards the end of our call, but there was another question that was asked that I think is a really good question. This one was asked by Sheila when she did her activity last week. And the reason why I wanted to ask you is because I think it might be helpful, not only for Sheila, but for you to think of, because sometimes we need to get money for the things that we do in our communities. As Mitch mentioned, the cost of travel isn't always cheap, so sometimes we have to do fundraising. And Sheila was wondering, what are different ideas for fundraising in your community? So I know I'm putting you on the spot again, but I thought since you all met each other, it might be a little easier if I put you on the spot with a question. So when I do put you on the spot, you have the choice of saying pass, or you have the choice of answering the question, whichever one you feel most comfortable with. So I'm going to start with Kinggate again, and the question for you is, what is an idea for fundraising that works in your community? So what's something that would work in your community to get money to help do a recreation activity or program?
Bingos are the way to do it.
Awesome. So bingos are popular?
Yeah, so depending on the organization, but our school, I kind of help out with them for basketball and hockey, and we do them about once a month. Typically, I think I've done 8 since I've been here a couple of years, and the lowest I raised, I think, was 6,700 in 4 hours, up to a little over 13,000 in 4 hours. So it's a killer fundraiser and not a lot of work.
Wow. And do you think people play because they like playing bingo or because they want to help out because you're fundraising for something important?
I say it's a mixture of both, but I think...
Mostly because they like playing bingo.
That's always a question I ask. So that's great. Thanks. And Andy and Katsua, are there any other ideas for fundraising in your community that you can think of?
Brand in the hand.
Sorry, what was that?
Brand in the hand.
What's that?
It's grand in the hand, like $1,000 in your hand.
So it's blocks.
Oh.
20 blocks, and the winner takes half of it, and then the rest of the money goes to an organization. So sometimes you need a lot of license technically to do it, but you see a lot of people doing it for like funeral fundraisers or something like that.
Oh, that's the first time I've heard of that. So thank you. It's always good to learn something new. That's a great idea. And Manu's popped in that the fundraising is also perhaps about food vouchers. So, you know, maybe getting some food vouchers and sharing them out so that you're taking that fundraising in a little different context. So thank you. Let's go to Coral Harbor. So Katie, Mark, and Edna, do you have an example of funding that is popular in your community?
There are bingos, poker, and 50-50 draws.
So the 50-50 draw would... Yeah, go ahead.
And there's big sales, Nevada, penny sales, and craft sales, like that.
Yeah, those are nice, aren't they? Because somebody makes something and then you sell it and somebody buys it and they enjoy what you've made. So big sales and craft sales. Is Nevada like a lottery type thing?
Yes. Yeah.
You guys have a lot of different ways of doing lotteries, like bingo, grand in your hand, poker, 50-50 Nevada. I haven't heard of some of those, so that's great. Thank you. Rachel, how about in your community? Is there something that's really popular in your community for fundraising?
There are lots of different ways, but the most popular, I would say, are team dances. So from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., we hold dances, just music, and people really enjoy those.
That's great. So you're doing a recreational activity, but you're also raising money because you charge them a little bit to come in. So that's a really great idea because you can run a recreational activity and make some money at the same time and then use the money for something else that's really important. Thanks, Rachel. Stephanie, how about yourself? Have you come across any different types of fundraising that in your community?
Yeah, I did like the bingo. I know they do it here too. And they do sales like baking and selling chocolate.
Yeah, those are
really
always
buy,
selling
like,
chocolate.
Funny enough, like, yeah, they really do.
That's a great idea. So selling something that people would buy anyways, like especially before Christmas, maybe people are buying chocolate. So that might be a good opportunity to sell it for a fundraiser. Thanks, Stephanie. And I'll just skip past Corey and Henry since you're in the same community as Stephanie. Another type of fundraiser we have in Whitehorse, and the money goes to what's called Kids Rec Fund, which helps people who can't afford it buy things like bicycles and hockey equipment. And they've always sold cookie dough. So you buy these big tubs of dough for cookies, and it's frozen, so you can keep it for a long time. But then when you want to make cookies, you don't have to make it yourself. You just take the cookie dough out of the freezer and sell it. So that people kind of like that here because you don't have to eat it right away like you would if you bought bread or something at a bake sale. So thanks. Those are great ideas, and I will share those back with Sheila so she hears some of your ideas. So it's been a really good call, but before we hang up our call, I just would like to confirm. Corey sent me a list of the parts or the organizations that are in the Nunavut Sport and Recreation System that you've chosen to present on for next week's RLA or Required Learning Activity. So I just want to go through the list and make sure that I've got it right. I'll read it out, and at the end, jump in and interrupt me if I have it wrong. So if it's right, you don't need to say anything, but if there's any mistakes, please let me know. And then I'll explain what I'm looking for you to do. So Rachel, you're going to look at the Baker Lake Youth Athletic Association. Mark, I see you've picked Hockey Canada Foundation, which is something I've just been learning about, and so that's a really interesting one too. And Katie, you have Volleyball Yukon. Or not Yukon, you were not in the Yukon, sorry, Volleyball Nunavut. And then Andy, you've got Hockey Nunavut, and Katsua Nunavut Basketball Association, and Manu Team Nunavut. And then we've got some people from Chesterfield, let's see, and Stephanie, you chose the Nunavut Soccer Association, and I think that's everyone who's on the call. So I'll just pause for a moment, and if I got anything wrong, just jump in and let me know. And if it's all quiet, I'll assume they're all right. Great. I think we got it right then. So thank you for doing that list, Corey, and thank you, everyone, for choosing one of those. So when you do your activity, what I'd like you to do is just gather. It doesn't have to be really complicated. Like, find some information about the organization that you chose. So if you've chosen, like Mark's chosen, the Hockey Canada Foundation, you might have to look them up online and see what they do, like using the internet. But Stephanie, if you know people who are with the Nunavut Soccer Association, you could go and talk to them in person, or you could give them a phone call or send an email. So it's up to you. You decide how you want to get some information.
Too.
You know them, do you? So you know who to talk to?
Yeah, I know a few. Like the
Well, then that's perfect. Yeah, so you can probably just talk to them. But Mark's picked something that's more national. So, Mark, you might need to use the internet to find some information out about the Hockey Canada Foundation. You might also be able to ask Corey or somebody else who's involved. Well, yeah, or I would look it up online. And if anyone gets stuck, you can send me a message. So for the activity, gather some information, and then you're going to put a presentation together. And the presentation, you can draw it on paper using pens or cut things out from a pamphlet and post it on the paper and then take a picture of it and share that picture. You can write it if you want to. I've had people make up songs before about the organization, like a rap type thing. Or you can make a little short video, whatever you want to do. You don't have to make it too complicated, though. So if there's something you're not comfortable doing, that's okay. But in your presentation, I'd like you to try and include the name of the organization, where they're located, and how to contact them, so that if somebody else wants to, say, contact Nunavut Soccer Association, they have an email address or a phone number or know how to get a hold of them. You're also going to tell everyone the type of organization. Is it a public, like a government organization? Is it a nonprofit one? Or is it a business? And I think most of the ones that you've chosen are all, except for Team Nunavut, most of them are all nonprofit. So that's a good hint. Then you're going to tell us who the organization serves. So is it local, like in your community, like the Baker Lake Youth Athletic Association? Or is it bigger, like Team Nunavut, that would serve all of Nunavut? Then if you can find a little bit of information about what the organization does around sports and recreation. So Rachel gave us a really good example when she explained that the Baker Lake Youth Athletic Association does all sorts of after-school sports, and she listed what some of them are. So you just need to tell us what they do and tell us how they're a great addition to Nunavut sport and recreation system. So, you know, without this organization, what would sport and recreation look like in Nunavut? And with it, is it what makes it better? So I'm just going to quickly go around and ask you if you have any questions about that. So are there any questions about that required learning activity from Kinggate, from Andy, Manu, or Katswa? Okay, so no questions. Any questions from Katie or Mark?
No.
That's great, thanks. Rachel, any questions from your end?
No.
And Stephanie, any questions?
Is it mandatory to have, like, pictures, like, on the paper?
No, it's up to you to choose how you want to do it. So if you want to use pictures instead of words, you can. If you want to use words and pictures, you can. Or if you just want to use words, that's okay, too.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. I like it for you to be creative and not me tell you exactly what it should look like. So you decide how you can share this information. So if anybody, any of the other youth ambassadors reads it, then they get some information, reads it or looks at it, they get some information from you.
Yeah, I get it.
That's great. Well, thank you. So this does wrap up our conference call. I just wondered, I wanted to pass it over to Corey and see if, Corey, you had anything to say, because I have a feeling this is your last conference call with us.
It is. So not a whole lot of updates on my end. I just really hope that everybody, again, had a great weekend. We already kind of spoke about it, but I hope everybody had a great weekend here in Iqaluit, and it was really great to get to know, get to meet everybody and get to know everybody over the weekend. Everybody who is part of the program, you're all great, so keep up the good work with everything you do in your life. You're all role models in your community, so keep being awesome and keep being role models. People will look up to you with the things you do in your community, so keep it up. I wish you nothing but the best in all your future endeavors that you do this year and next year and with the rest of your life. I know everybody will do great things, and I do hope that everybody has an absolute blast when you travel down to AWG. I'm disappointed I won't get to travel down with everybody, but I can't wait to hear how the trip went. And if anybody wants to add me to Facebook or anything, maybe after next Monday when I'm not working anymore, feel free and we can stay in touch. But I just hope everybody keeps being awesome. It was great to get to know everybody, and I hope that I can stay in touch with everybody. So that's all I really wanted to say. Yeah, I hope, I know Henry will rock it moving forward and everything, but it's definitely bittersweet this being my last conference call.
Yeah, and I'm going to miss you too, Corey. Yeah, let's all unmute our phones and all say thank you to Corey at the same time and give him a big round of applause. Woohoo! Everyone can talk at the same time for a second.
Thank you, Corey. What was your favorite?
Thank you, Corey.
Thank you, everybody.
You're awesome,
thank you.
Corey.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay, well, thanks so much, everybody. This is also our last conference call until after Christmas. I can't believe I just said that. I didn't realize it's almost to next month is Christmas. And I know Christmas games are really important in Nunavut. So I wish you all the best with your next month. I look forward to reading or seeing or looking at your presentations. And I think that the next time we'll chat will be in January. So, or actually, no, it'll be February after the Arctic Winter Games. So I will look forward to hearing from you then. So thanks so much, everybody. And stay safe over the winter. We'll talk to you in a couple of months.
Thanks, Caroline.
So Kwana, Kianamit, Nekarmit, Mana.
Andy, Kaswa.
Has left.